Children learn by watching their parents. You can think of a little boy that's clomping around in his dad's oversized boots, or a little girl pretending to bake like her mom. Imitation is natural for children. It's how they learn, it's how they grow. And in the same way, Scripture calls us children of God, and as his beloved children, we are meant to imitate our Father. In Ephesians 5, verse 1, it says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." What a high calling. To mimic our Heavenly Father's characters and his ways. That Greek word for imitators is memento, mementai, from which we get mimic. And it means to emulate a pattern set by an admired mentor. And here Paul is essentially saying, mimic God, copy him, follow his example, because you are his dearly beloved children. Well, you may say, how can I imitate the Almighty? We know we can't imitate God in his divine power or omniscience, omnipresence. We talked about it a little bit in Sunday school. Paul isn't telling us to become God. He's telling us to reflect God's characters in our everyday life. Just as children, they don't pretend to have a parent's authority, but they do mimic their behavior. We are to follow God's examples in like love, forgiveness, holiness. That's what we're going to look at this morning. Walk like children of God. Paul understood that as we seek to imitate God, we need a concrete example to follow. An example of a life transformed by Christ. And if anybody was transformed, it was the Apostle Paul. He held himself up as a pattern for believers to imitate. And the Apostle Paul is that divine pattern, that divine example for the church today. He says, "Imitate me as I imitate Christ." We want to capture Paul's heart this morning. We want to capture his belief. We want to capture that imitation of that Father in heaven, the example that he has set for us, and how to apply it in our own walk. Paul begins there in verse 1, "Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children." As dear children. We are beloved children of God. If we have put our faith and trust in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we are dear children. We are beloved children. We have been born into God's family. In 1 John 3:1, he says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God." Any call to imitate God rests on this relationship. We can mimic, we can imitate our Father because we belong to him and his love is in us. A child naturally wants to grow up to be like their parents. They adore their parents. They look up to their parents. They want to be their parents. And when we are dearly loved by God, that should inspire us to do the same thing. He begins in Ephesians 5, verse 1, he says, "Therefore." Again, anytime you read "therefore," it's what's it there for? It's looking back. It points back to the verse just before it. Paul is teaching in chapter 4 about the new life in Christ. We have a new life. We have a new creature. We have a new creation. We are to put away bitterness, put away anger, put away abusive speech, and instead be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. We imitate God most clearly when we forgive others as he has forgiven us. We took quite a bit of time on that verse last week and talked about, again, I had no right to be forgiven by the Almighty Father, but he did forgive me, therefore I should want to forgive others. He is our role model. He forgave us freely. We intend, in turn, need to extend that forgiveness to others. Imitate God as his children. Just as children take on family traits, God's children are meant to take on the family likeness, the traits of our Heavenly Father. And you can see in verse 2, it says, walk in love. As Christ has loved us and given himself for us. Walk in love because God is love. When we love sacrificially, we are mimicking the love of our Father, demonstrated through Christ. I would say as a human being, it's very hard to love unconditionally. I don't know if we can fully do it. I always expect my wife to do something for me first, and then I'll choose to love her. That's not the way it's meant to be. But when God the Father went to the cross of Calvary, his love was unconditional. He died for everyone. He died for all mankind. Again, that doesn't mean that everybody is saved, but again, he went to the cross of Calvary for everyone. He did that. Look back at 1 Peter 1:15. First Peter 1:15 says, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. He reminds us, as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Be ye holy, for I am holy. God's children need to aspire to reflect his holiness. Not in an arrogant way, not in a prideful way, but in being set apart from sin and devoted to righteousness. We reflect God's mercy and kindness. When Jesus Christ went to the cross, he went for the enemies. How do you treat your enemies? Love your enemies, and you will be sons of the Most High. Choose compassion over retaliation. Choose kindness over cruelty. We need to walk like children of God. Again, the Apostle Paul here talks about imitation. The Apostle Paul is a pattern for us to imitate. It's not a guessing game. He says, I am the pattern. In his wisdom, in the power of the Holy Spirit, which was given to him to write in Scripture, God provided a living pattern for the church, the age of grace, to follow. And that's the Apostle Paul himself. You know, a lot of people might misunderstand and think it's arrogant that Paul says, imitate me. But that's what the Holy Spirit told him to write. And the Apostle Paul never points to his own greatness. He never points to himself and says, look at me. He says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. He's always pointing back to Christ. He knows he's human. He says, follow me as I follow him. Christ is the ultimate example. But for the church today, Paul was given by God as a mentor for us to follow and to learn from. Look at 1 Corinthians 4. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 16. The Apostle Paul here says, wherefore I beseech you, which means I beg you, be followers of me. Go back, 1 Corinthians 11 says the same thing in verse 1. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Again, the Apostle Paul, in the dispensation of the age of grace, he was chosen to be that apostle. He was chosen to be that imitation. He was chosen to be that pattern. Now, we don't worship Paul. We don't follow Paul. but he is our example. He's our pattern that we can follow. Look at Philippians 3:17. Philippians 3:17, again, brethren, be ye followers together of me, and mark them which walk, so as ye have us for an example. He uses that word pattern in that verse. He's a mold or a stamp that leaves an impression. Again, when we work with our kids and we teach them to draw a pattern, they should come as close as possible to that example. And the Apostle Paul says, I am that pattern, and you follow me as I follow Christ. Christ is the foundation, but the Apostle Paul is the blueprint for our plan today. You can look at Ephesians chapter 3, but this whole idea that we often call Pauline dispensationalism, it recognizes Paul as the apostle specifically sent to the Gentiles with that revelation of the mystery. You can see it in Ephesians chapter 3. He says, for this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given me to you word. Again, that word dispensation means household of rules. In the Greek, it's oikonomia, which again, the Apostle Paul was given this message, this dispensation. Verse 3, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery as I wrote afore in few words. So again, it was a mystery revealed only to the Apostle Paul. And now he is our pattern to follow hereafter. Verse 4, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. So again, everything that the Apostle Paul has received, the mystery, the revelation of the mystery, the age of grace, was not made known unto anybody else. The unsearchable riches of Christ cannot be found except for in Pauline epistles. Verse 9, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hidden in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Just as God used Moses to lead Israel under the law, God now uses the Apostle Paul in the age of grace to lead the church with the dispensation of the age of grace that was committed to the Apostle Paul. You can see in 1 Corinthians 9:17. First Corinthians 9:16-17. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward, but if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. Look at Romans 16:25. Romans 16:25 says, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel. The Apostle Paul calls it my gospel. Again, the Holy Spirit told him what to write. He wrote it. And the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery. So again, the apostle says it's my gospel, the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. Again, if it was secret, only revealed to the Apostle Paul, he is our pattern. We follow him. We imitate him. We learn from him. We grow from him. Look at 1 Timothy 1:16. 1 Timothy 1:16. Here he says, howbeit for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering. For a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. I believe the Apostle Paul was the first one in the body of Christ. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them hereafter. Jesus, or the Apostle Paul, says he's the chief of sinners. To demonstrate the depth of his mercy and to make Paul's life a prototype of his work in all believers. If God could transform Saul, the persecutor, into Paul the apostle, then no one is beyond the salvation of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul was not a perfect man. He'll even tell you that. But he is a pattern for us to imitate. He is a pattern for us to mimic. He is a pattern because he was chosen for the age of grace. There's many things that we can look at when we look at Paul's life. Number one, I think Paul's faith and endurance. Paul was never going to quit. And when God the Father, or Jesus Christ, blinded him on the road to Damascus, he knew his life was changed. He knew he was never going to be the same. But he had endurance. He was shipwrecked. He was imprisoned. He was beaten. But he was a prime example. Another thing that the Apostle Paul had was his love and humility. In Corinthians, he says, I will very gladly spend and be spent for your souls. The Apostle Paul said, I will give everything. I'll give up my own soul to save others. His love and humility was unstoppable. We are to imitate that Christ-like love the way the Apostle Paul does. Paul's pursuit of holiness. Paul lived with a clear conscience and a desire to please God. He told the Thessalonians, you are witnesses, and God also, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we behaved ourselves among you who believe. He never said he was sinless. We know that he was a sinner. But his life was consistently godly. And Paul's spiritual discipline and service. He was a man of prayer. He was continually praying for the church. He was zealous about evangelizing and teaching. He had everything in his heart to give. The Apostle Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. So a couple of questions this morning for yourself. You can write them down if you want to. Am I walking in love as Christ loved me? Walk in love as Christ gave himself for the church, for you. Do I actively seek the good of others? Am I forgiving others as God has forgiven me? Does my conduct reflect God's holiness? Am I following Paul's example in devotion and in service? Paul's pattern challenges us in our commitment. He served God and others wholeheartedly. He prayed constantly. He prayed without ceasing. How is your prayer life? How is your love for others? How are you walking in Christ-likeness? Do I display the fruit of the Spirit? Galatians chapter 5, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control. These qualities describe Jesus, and they should describe us. If you passed from this life to the next, what would somebody say about you? What characteristics would they give you? Thankfully, we do not do this all on our own. If we have put our faith and trust in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have the Holy Spirit living within us. And the Holy Spirit can lead us and guide us. In Romans, it says, we have received the Spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. At any time, at any moment, we can cry out and say, Abba, Father, and He's there for you. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresence. He's omniscient. He's everything. He's everywhere. He's with us at all times. To me, walking like children of God is a lifelong journey. None of us will ever do it perfectly. None of us will ever do it perfect. We stumble, we stray at times. But our Father is patiently waiting for us. He's picking us up. He's helping us up just like that infant. When that toddler begins to walk and falls down, you pick him back up. And God the Father is doing the same thing for us. He's picking you back up. And He's saying, imitate me. Let your light so shine before men. Just as the Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you have called us, that you've reached down to us, that you have given us a purpose, that you have called us dearly beloved, that we are your children. I just challenge that each and every one of us will imitate you the way that you want us to, through your characteristics, through your love, your kindness, your forgiveness. We did not deserve the forgiveness that you gave us, but you were willing to forgive us unconditionally. I just pray that each and every one of us can forgive others, show the love of Christ, show the love that you have through us. The Apostle Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. And I just thank you for that model. We thank you for that role model. We thank you for who he is. We thank you for what he means in the age of grace today, Lord. And we just pray in your precious son's name. Amen.